Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in today to Psychics Gone Wild. This is Saturday. We had a real live crazy show coming up. We're looking forward to a really good one here. And those of you who've called in, I want to thank you and be patient with me. I've got a few announcements to make, and then we'll get right to those free mini readings. One of the great things that we've got going on is those of you who've noticed and been watching the show is we're having a little bit of technical difficulties. I apologize to any of you, and I am really answering my emails on if you are calling in to hear the show, and unfortunately we've had quite a few people not able to sign in. Today you will be getting with me on it. One of the my apologies is that we've got seven different psychics, so you get the variety. You don't just get one psychic. You also get the variety of having the different ones. One really good thing we've also got is we've got some really good guests coming up. Those of you who have been following me, I want to thank you. And please, you know, do join on this site, on the radio, Blog Talk Radio. It asks you to follow. Please follow us because then you'll be able to be notified when our shows are coming up, and we do have different times. I'm going to start out with a few of the emails. No, we will not be doing a set time each time. That is a great idea. And unfortunately, we have psychics all over from Maine to California and to Florida. And so what you're going to have is you're going to have the psychic giving you their best time when they can. So there's where I want to really thank all of you. Yes, we I did get another email, and we will have Sue Berman. Sue Berman has agreed to come on. We're working with her on that, and she will be on a show co-hosting with me. So those of you who I want to thank you for asking, and thank you, Living in the Psychic Realm fans. You know, you have been very good followers, and yes, I am here in the Blog Talk Radio, and hopefully someday as we're looking, you know, you never know with me. It's like just keep track because one thing I really do really well is I want to promote the new psychics. One thing we've got happening is those of you who tuned in yesterday and got to hear, you know, with Casey Kelly and her readings, the Destiny cards were phenomenal. We did have a very, very good option there. We saw some really good things happening, and I want to thank everybody for doing that. We are going to be pretty much going through where you're going to be trying to get those different psychics. That's something we really want to do. So if you do get on, and as we're going to run through here a little bit, please promote that psychic. One of the biggest things about Radio Blog Talk Radio, as all of you know, is this is how we do, unfortunately, our marketing. So we're not giving you advertisements, we're not giving you commercials, but we are giving you those little promos. So if you like a psychic, or you hear of a reading, or you have a card reading, or something there, kind of pay attention and listen. One of the things we talked really yesterday about was the healthy coffee. You know, get with Thursdays with Kelly on that, and she's very knowledgeable. I had a lot of comments on that, and she will be on today a little bit talking to you about how to make contact there. One of the really good things that we've got is we've also got some really good promotions happening for Aurora Rose. We unfortunately missed her, and I did have to apologize that she was not feeling well and was having technical difficulties. We are experiencing that quite a bit with this show. I thank you. Those that are in the chat room, please bear with us. We are working with this. I'm a little fast typer and a talker, and I thank you for joining Psychics Gone Wild. We'll be getting with you real soon. The best way to get in to talk to us is that guest call-in, and that's 773-897-6461. And we do take you as you call in. So to get it, we do mini readings. One of the complaints we had on Living in the Psychic Realm was that I spend different time. So what I apologize to those of you. You do get a free mini reading. And the best way to get your full reading is to go ahead and get a hold of that psychic you're talking to. All of you know the best way to catch me is to catch me at psychicjethro@aol.com. You can always write into my website, www.jethrosmith.com. .net. That's another great way. And one of the really good things that we do is I do apologize to any of you who put in. I'm a little behind on my email writing. I have, as you guys know, Kay Smith, and she's helping me type because I'm more of a talker. She is going to be helping me with that, so you'll be getting all those in the email. We did run out of the free ones, so those of you who are sending in know that I'm giving a discount. And so you'll get a mini reading, but if you really want the big deal, get a hold of me and say, I want the Blog Talk Radio Gone Wild one. You're going to get 50% off. My readings run usually $60 for 30 minutes. So you're going to get a $30 for 30 minutes. And that's, you can't beat that. I have a very good promotion. Those of you who know, as I've read professionally since 1995, I am a best American psychic in the top numbers. I have rated in the world psychics in the top 50 out of 900 on supernatural.com. And those of you who know, I will be published in the New York book of the best psychics in the world. And I want to thank everyone. I proudly say that I've worked very hard to get there. So I am really trying to help. So I'm giving this discount, this 50%, because we've gone wild. Those of you who listened yesterday know we had Kelly went a little crazy and really wild. She was giving out discounts with you on those destiny card readings. Those who listened in noticed a fascinating thing. And, you know, Kelly had noticed there's a pattern here. I'm an eight of clubs by birthday, meaning that I'm a knowledgeable card and metaphysical. I thought that was so cool. And now those of you who just did, yes, the blog radio just sent you, gone wild. We're live. Can you believe it? Yes, we are. And they're promoting us a little slow. So those of you who are really on to watching, be ready. Have fun. Let's get crazy. So what we're going to have again is we're going to have them on different times. Those of you who did listen, right now we've got Spirit Messenger, Spirit Walker, both attentively, not sure what days. Those of you who are involved, Aurora Rose looks to me like she is going to try and get a show. If not, we've got things in, so just tune in and see what happens. One of the great things we're going to be doing is the surprise guest stars. We want you to have fun. We really importantly are here to help you, and most importantly, please support your fellow crazy psychics. One of the things we're doing is we're putting out really good emails, and I invite anyone to write me at psychicjethro@aol.com if you have any ideas or suggestions. One of the really good suggestions is we will be bringing Linda Jolly Richards from the Psychic Chat. She got a hold of me yesterday, wants to talk dream analogy, would like to do a show, and that's something future you'll be seeing on Psychics Gone Wild. One of the things you're going to have is to join that psychic chat group. You need to do type in my email into Facebook and add me as a buddy or a friend. You also can get this at any time if you want to get a hold of Sandra Green. As you guys know, she is on tomorrow, going to go wild. She went on and did a very good show the 18th. Most of our followers know and did appreciate it. She's landed on a 50% discount and giving out numerology readings. So instead of paying $15 for a one-page numerology reading, you can get one for $7.50 if you email her at yosammy@q.com. That's yosammy@q.com. And adding to that, we have some email readings. Those of you who know, celestial readings will be coming from Arizona, all the way from Sedona. We've got her booked in. She's looking at doing this. She's going to be doing that. So I want to thank all of you, and we're going to go ahead and go with this. We're going to start with the first caller. Thank you guys for being patient. I thank you, 208, for calling Psychic Sun Wild. You're live on the air with Psychic Jethro. How are you doing today?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Very good. Let's take a little bit of history here. What I do is I'll have you just say your first name, and then I'll read you for the energy. I thank you for calling in, and we've got our other host on today. We're going to have the hostess, Kelly KC, will be on a little bit, do a little bit of destiny card with you. And I thank you for calling in. Just give me your first name, and let me start with the reading, if you would.
My first name is Jasmine.
Okay. I thank you for calling in, Jasmine. And what I'm picking up here, I'm going to start with the energy. You have got expansive energy there. You've got energy all over the place. We've got energy in places there shouldn't even be energy. Okay. So what I'm going to ask the angels and the guides, and what I read with, and I'm saying they, and they're telling me you have a very strong children there. You have a child that's born, and you have a child that's coming. You are, okay. You have a lot of energy there. You have really been putting the energy there, and it's meant to be. Your purpose this year is not only to have these children, but also the strengthening of you and your relationship, because there's some really, the guys are knocking at your door. I feel the angels are saying that this water dragon, this year we started, is going to be very much not only financial good for you, but that's part of what it is. Your first child, the child that's born there, is putting strength and guide work around everything. They're marking their territory, as we call it. This is an older soul, and they're pretty much testing you. You're the mom, and they're testing the outside world of what they want to do. You know, and the fun thing I see with the angels with you is I see the love here. I see the fact that you've got a lot of that's a lot of people here. I apologize. I get a little emotional here. You have some people on the other side, and there's a little channeling here. Do you mind if I do that a little bit over the radio?
Oh, no problem.
I'm first seeing here grandparents. I see that you have two people on the other side. You have a woman here that's got tears, and she's recently become happy. She's reunited with your grandparent. I get that your grandfather is over there. I get they're both over there. I get them talking. I get the energy. She seems to be really proud. I feel there's some energy going on that they're kind of watching. You're not only with child, but you're working on some things there that was something that they kind of went through too, and that's dealing with this crazy world and having children in it. There seems to be an energy here, and emotionally, I apologize, I didn't mean to get a little cracked on the voice, they're a little hard for me sometimes on the other side. There shouldn't be the energy with you that there's also a lot of activity, and that's where I'm getting this from. I feel like there's something here about business and finances that's about ready to take off for you. You're going to be bringing in and working on some things you want to have happen here financially. There's like, am I correct here? Is that what I'm getting? That there's something you've been working on, and it's there, but it's not all like jello and mold together.
Yeah, there is.
I feel that doing real good. I feel that happening. They said what's coming here is that it seems to be the June moon. They're telling me that with the guides. And my guides, they're telling me that the June moon's going to be a real positive for you. Now, that saying that knows that we're pretty much falling into the full moon. Businesses and cycles, we all kind of work on the new moon and that with the energies of it. So I would say during the month of June, it's going to be very positive for you financially. Know this is a month that you really want to be putting your efforts and your goals together and your work out there. You also want to be really cycling things that you've got going real well, and you also want to be prosperous on the feeling the energy of it. They're telling me you seem to be, this is around the due date here.
Yeah, actually.
Okay, yeah. Okay, well, now you got some really hilarious. Okay, yes, and what the angels are telling me with you is that you also are not having some other stuff kind of going on there with some other people. I feel like there's kind of an energy here of getting to know. They're saying that it's like you have a personal relationship that you're kind of helping them socially. It's like you guys are kind of, like you're tapping the doors, and it's like, these are our friends, these are our people. There's something here going on about the sociable of where you live. It's a test for you and your relationship. Your significant other, I feel, is going to be a growth there. This baby that's coming is going to be the little dancer. You're going to have the happy little baby that is very much in energy, really, really pretty much telling me. They tell me this is another boy. They're telling me that you're pretty much got the things of, wait a minute, okay. No, they're telling me this is a girl, and you've got the energy here. This is a very strong-headed little dancer. You've got someone who's going to be very sociable, very much in the energy, and you've got one very strong thinker as the older one, and you're going to have a very clever, fast one is going to be the sister. And what the angels are telling me really strong here is this one's going to be just, look out, Jasmine, grab onto your hat, because this one's going to give you a run for the money. This one's going to be the one that's like, you're going to get to try to be the Mary Poppins mom, and this kid's going to be a little bit quicker. As a parent, I raise a Gemini child. And June, you know, you get those Geminis and they come in. They're fun, they're great, but they tell you the Scorpio child, buy a crib and climb in it and then look at them. The Gemini child, they basically take and get yourself a leash because you're going to be chasing this one. I don't believe in hooking kids to a halter. In this case, I believe have something on that kid. This one's going to give you a run. They're telling me the energy with you is really strong. They said this year you're going to be also, we need to be doing some positive abundance prayer. Always check with that on my site, www.jessasmith.net. You can pick up that abundance prayer. Be saying that, doing that each night, saying it, and then doing your prayer because you want to have that energy coming in. There.
Okay.
So, and Jasmine, we're getting down. I go as quick as I can to give you as much as I can within a mini reading. I'm sure you have a question. Is there anything you want to ask me real quick? And then I'll do that, and then you better run on. Other people are beeping behind us.
Okay. Can you tell me kind of anything about my spouse, I guess? He lost his mom about a year and a half ago, and he really kind of shut down on me a little bit after that. And I'm trying to figure out how to reconnect without shoving him.
know. I do feel that. I do, and I do feel that's what they were talking about, the social woman, Sam. I do see you doing this. I see you. I see this happening. They're also telling me that we need to put out those four angels at night. You need to be doing your energy, and you need to be asking the strong angels, starting with the North and Uriel, and asking the knowledge angel, give me the knowledge and the strength to help me in this relationship. You're looking to the east next, and you're asking the east of Ariel, the youngest angel, the most verbal, to bring you that positive strength to help me with this relationship, to communicate, clear all areas. Then you look to the south, and you're going to say, Michael, help me in the energy. Help me strongly to bring me protection to love in this energy here, to bring the energy in, and the passion and the fires to get this back. Because I see that, and I see what they're telling me. It's going to get through there. And privately get a hold of me. You know, I tell a lot of you guys this, but the other, because there's some other stuff too that's not on the radio, but there's some things there that's going to help. You unfairly you're very hard-headed, and sometimes that's really good. That's a great thing when it comes to stuff. I'm not putting it down. In fact, those of you know me from Wyoming, that's a really good commodity. One of the really good things is, you know, we didn't put up with the wind up there if we weren't hard-headed. What I love and what I've got going on really good with you and the energy is what you are going to do is you're going to be able to sit down and it's going to start working with it. And I see the angels. And then as I left the last one, you look to it and you go to the last of not least, but you're west, and you look to this and you ask Zariah, the angel of the strengthening, you say, can I have you here to help me with my intent and my positive future, because I need to be able to, in this relationship, put all your wants and desires. Now do that prayer. Do that energy, and you do this for a couple nights, you're going to notice a difference. You're going to notice some of the stuff is breaking away, because I see there's something here with the communication, and I see this going to be broke. But unfortunately, too, when it's a hard situation, because you're trying to help, and it seems like you keep stepping on some of the family's toes or something. There's something about, personally, I feel with some of the people that you've got into the family, it's not you, it's their problem, and you're trying. You're trying to give them that little mother sugar coat here. How do I deal with them? You know, it's like Mary Poppins. I can fly over your house. I can hand you sweet sugars. But how do I get you to drink the tea? You know, it's like that.
Yeah.
And I thank you. I apologize if I didn't get through with enough time, and I've got to go through it. But I want to thank you. Please hang on. We've got Casey here with Kelly, and she was going to go ahead. I'd like you to give her your date of birth, and she will run through a destiny card reading for you if you've got the few minutes.
All right. Sure.
Thank you. Okay. Kelly?
Yes. Good morning.
Well, we've got Jasmine on the line here, and I want to thank you for tuning in today. This is my co-host. It's that Gone Wild Crazy on Thursday, Kelly, and she's back. One of the wild things we were all talking to her yesterday about was her healthy coffee, and we've got a few emails we'll read to her before the show's over today. Kelly,
cool.
This is Jasmine, and she's going to give you the date of birth.
All righty.
All right. My date of birth is April 14th, 1989.
1989. Okay. All right. And it looks like you are, you're an Eight of Diamonds, and that's your birth card, and your planetary ruler is an Ace of Clubs. Let's see what else we can get up here. The Eights. Eights are very much power cards, and Diamonds talk about, on the mundane level, they talk about finances. And on a more spiritual level, they talk about your values. So one of the things that you're here kind of to do this go-round is work on, you know, you can have the money that you want, and it's like you can also have, you know, you need to be working on your spiritual values, and it's like what is really important with you in life. Let's see. And that planetary ruler with the Ace of Clubs, it's like clubs are refer to our scholarship. They're the people who are the scholars of the deck, and it's like anything that you choose to do, you can usually pick up and do really well. With the Ace, it's like those are always starting things. So it's like sometimes, you know, you got to be careful though with those, because sometimes you can start things and then kind of poop out in the middle of them. So you don't want to be doing that. Okay, let's see. I'm getting the rest of this up here. Wow, this is a long one. Because what I do is I go ahead when I want to do this, I go ahead and like generate, do what's called generating report. And it's like, so far yours is about 35 pages worth. So it's like, yeah, we're not going to even begin to touch that. I just want to give a couple things here. Let's see. The Eight of Diamonds, oh, you're the Sun card. That's why. Okay. And you've got the opportunity to rise to great heights in this life, regardless of Whether you make, you know, the move for great fame, you know, you're always respected, you're looked up to in your work. You like to shine, you like to be noticed by others. You have a great deal of leadership ability. You're powerful, you can be dominating if your power becomes an addiction. Much of your karma is worked out through power and control struggles with others. You yourself dislike being controlled, and you try to maintain the same control in your relationships at the same time, which is kind of an irony. You're very independent. Sometimes you can be pushy. You know, everything is worth, you know, what everything is worth, because diamond cards, it's like anybody who's involved with the diamond, that's usually said there's a price on their heads because they usually equate that to a value. The female diamonds are especially known to be able to spend huge sums of money quickly, and they're the power shoppers of the deck. It's like when the going gets tough, the tough go shopping, probably written by Native Diamonds women. They can achieve anything through hard work and the application of their inherent intuition. When you learn to direct your power back towards yourself, to personal transformation, and stop trying to change the world, you can attain lasting peace of inner power and self-mastery. The keywords for your that's your Queen of Spades karma card. You got a good mind, keen desire to learn new things if you're willing to work for it. On relationships, sometimes you can have some fickleness and indecision, but if you're already in a relationship and already married, it's like that may have been in your dating, you know, your dating time. Let's see. Right. It's like I think you probably passed that one. You need to learn to give others freedom of expression without trying to change them. You need to learn to accept yourself as you are and how to give others or give yourself the love that you seek from others. And in some cases, it's wiser for you to place your careers in front of relationships, because you will lose some of your power if you try to make a relationship more important than your work. So it's important for you, even though you're a mother, you need to find some way to work if you can't work outside the home. You know, get busy with entrepreneurial, because there's a lot of, you know, home businesses and that kind of stuff going around today. Let's see. And then your rising card, the Ace of Clubs, is your planetary ruler. It accentuates your curiosity about life, gives you a keen desire to learn new things. You may find yourself to be a collector of books, tapes, other sources of information. It gives you a lot of passion for your work. You probably get lots of new ideas for things to do and learn. You're a vessel for good ideas, new projects to come through. And you can find that you have a bit of impatience that goes along with your passionate approach to life. Personal relationships stand out as one of your most important life topics. You're on a quest for the perfect love, which, if you're already married, you probably already got there. Okay. And you have an interest in life that will keep you eternally youthful, provided you remember how to play, because play is the secret of youth. So is there anything in particular you wanted to know? Any other questions?
I love my son dearly. He's only a year, and he seems to be shoving his boundaries a whole bunch already. Is there something I can do to kind of curb that without curbing his enthusiasm and curiosity?
For life.
Or
when was he born?
He was born February 11th, 2011. He just turned a month ago.
A month ago, okay. All righty. And that looks like he's a little Ace of Spades man. Yeah, and it's like hate to tell you this, Mom, but it's like, he out-trumps you in the deck. It's like the ace, the spades are the old people of the deck. He's more of an old soul. He's going to be pushing his boundaries, but it's like with your power, you know, but you're the mom, you know, it's like, and you've got the Eight of Diamonds, you know, as your power card. So it's like, yeah, you know, what really comes to mind is like, you know, train up a boy in the way he should go, and when he's old, he won't come, you know, depart from that. Just kind of make sure that he knows, you know, you've got the upper hand for right now, because if you lose track of him right now, it's like, yeah, it won't be good. It's like you cannot have a 2-year-old running the house or a 1-year-old. That just doesn't work. But, you know, a lot of that just depends on, you know, what your relationship with the, you know, with your husband is and that kind of stuff. And, you know, if you parents got to work, all I'm going to say is parents got to work together, because if you let a child divide and conquer, they absolutely will. And it's like it causes a lot of chaos. So it's like whatever you're going to do is like make sure you and your other half are on the same page with raising this little guy, because he's really strong, and it's like he's got a lot of very self-determinedness, and he's an Aquarius also, so it's like he's really a great thinker out there, so yeah. And And you can always call me back. It's like I'm at 719-289-4907, and we can kind of pick up on this a little bit later because I'm thinking there's some more folks here behind us. But anything else we can answer today?
No, that'll be it. Thanks.
Okay.
Thank you for calling in. Good. Oh, great. We did it real good here. We got me and Kelly here going a little while with you. Thank you for calling in, and we're going to go right into the next one of Psychics Gone Wild. We are having a little bit of fun here in the chat room, and yes, Sandra, I told Mom and she knows you're crazy. She's on there, and she's going a little wild again with some of her stuff. Look for her tomorrow on Sunday. She will be on, and yes, she is as well. But we're going to go right into the next one, so there. But we go ahead and go into 703, and thank you for calling the Psychics Gone Wild. You're live on there today. How are you?
Good morning to you, Jethro.
Good morning. I want to thank you for calling, and I thank you for listening to our show. This is Psychic Jethro, and we've got Casey Kelly from the Destiny Cards, and I want to have you do me a favor with me. I'll be reading for you real many. I just need you to say your first name.
Eric.
Eric, I feel you've got some situation here going on a little bit with you that you've got quite a few decisions to make.
Yes.
Yes, I feel that. I feel real strongly here. You are kind of one of those people. You're a little harder for me to read, Eric, and it's probably good. You're going to make me work this Saturday morning because I stayed up last night packing my stuff into Florida. See, I knew you'd call me and scare me, but I could feel the energy with it. If you really, you're not always what people understand. You're one of those people. Your water runs deep is the word I would say. I feel you're a very good person, but I feel that you're very, you look at things and you handle things. You're not just the conventional, I'm going to go from 9 to 5 and handle my life. You're pretty much a person that you think things out, you look at all ways, and then you turn around and weigh it out again.
True. And I am, you're right, I am actually, one of the things I'm working on is trying to create my own business. So that's funny you brought up 9 to 5.
I like that about you. You've got the entrepreneur, and we're going to do this with you. You're going to get to hear both here. Give us your date of birth and let Kelly start looking in the cards, because I have a feeling yours is going to be one that's going to make her scream mommy.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. What sort of scream mommy is a good thing? I should award you.
Okay, it's 10/25/68.
Great. And as we're going through doing this, what I'm looking here and I'm seeing with you is I'm seeing that this is going to be a good year on the energy wise. Now with the angels, and what I'm seeing with you, this water dragon is going to be putting some things together. You have got a bigger picture idea here. You're able to see things. Now I understand with that October, here I'm a Scorpio too, and it makes sense with the other energy. I'm putting this together. It's one of the most ironic things that makes me work is being a Scorpio, reading a Scorpio. It's just like, whoa, because we are known for that. We're known for that intrigue. I get that you're very gifted here on insight. I feel that you have an intuition and I've got a feeling that's pretty accurate.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, I do sort of follow what I feel, what I sense, yes.
I feel that really strong, and I welcome all of you guys. I apologize here for that, Eric. Those of you who are on, just please stay and listen. We're getting to you, and you're welcome to go into the chat room. They're in there going nuts. Kristen and Sandra are there to answer any questions and help you in there. Me and Kelly are on the radio, and we'll get with you. Yes, I'm a little slow talker. Sometimes I do that. I like that. So we're going to go ahead and go right back with you. Sorry, Eric, I get a little crappy with people typing me being on me. So as we go ahead and go through, Eric, what I feel here with the other energy with you is that also this year is just going to be good with the business, but they're telling me to look into some of these things. I mean, we're doing our, as you saw here, gourmet coffee on here. It's a really good thing. Well, it's at number 2 in the world. I think you've called the right place with the entrepreneur. I feel that you are taking some ideas and some initiatives into some things you want, and I feel this is going to be really positive. There's a little bit of tears here with you, Eric, and I apologize, but I feel you're a good, strong person, but I feel you got hurt here. I think you've got your heart.
Correct.
You hit it. Okay, that's what I get. And I feel that. And I think this is part of the good quality that makes you who you are. You're a good person, and you're one of those ones, you don't sing a song never again, but in the same breath you sing the fact that I'm going to hide this, I can't. You can take, you're the one that's hurt you physically, that hurts your emotions. You're very sensitive in that way.
Yes.
for that very strong. I apologize, I'm dancing around your career one. It's a little bit more with it, one, but that's what the guides do it with me. They're also showing me with the energy with you, too, as they say that you really are going to do well this year, and I see it really being a positive. The guides are telling me that there's a big significance here, and this is a wild pattern because here we go again with, they're telling me in close to the end of May into June, it's going to be a very positive peak. They're showing me finances. They're showing me this little, it's unique to me. It looks like a leprechaun or something very positive financially, and he's happy. And they're like handing you a little bit of gold, and you're giving back a little gold. You're standing on it. It's like, it's a very positive energy. I feel you're also a very green aura. I feel that with you in the energy. I feel that when I start reading through the phone and what I send, which tells me two things. Being green tells me that you're very compassionate and a good person. It tells me, too, you make a good teacher. You like knowledge. Knowledge is your friend.
Yeah.
I hope I helped you there. And, Eric, I'm going to give you what I've got.
Yes, you did. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You can hang on and let Kelly do you. She's going to give you her.
Yeah, I've got. He's.
Hello,
good morning. Yeah, thank you for calling in. Your birth card is a Ten of Hearts, and it's like it's called the Social Success card. You got a lot of ambition in life, but you could stray off the path of truth as a result. And you've already experienced the truth, and you've got this knowing that's your birthright to guard you at each as you step of the way. You're creative, usually artistic. You're leaders. You know, you're a leader, not a follower. You like children, groups of people. You can, you know, you may regard the children as your audience. You're in a field where you can perform in front of others or surrounded by many family members. And a lot of times the tens, you know, you have 10 people around you that are, you know, kind of your stronghold, your fortification. In either case, you're, you know, surrounded by, you know, by tens of people. You're innovators. You can make a great contribution in your chosen field as long as you exercise clarity in your judgment, making good decisions. You can either be humanitarian or selfish. You know, it's like that's just kind of the flip side of the coin. We're all kind of, you know, everybody's got that duality. You know, there's two sides of the coin. It has a lot to do with your ultimate destination. You're independent. You can often be impulsive, but it can, you know, you keep that in balance with your wisdom. You can make a unique mark on the world through application of your gifts. Usually gentle and wise people, at least the wisdom is there. Use your wisdom as your protection and guiding light. In relationships, you've got this power and love, and you're attracted to those of power. You're not afraid to work for the love you want in personal relationships. You're charming. You're well-liked. A lot of times you'll make the first move, start a relationship, and you're willing to work for it. And that's good. It can be a winning formula for success in love or marriage. You've got basically good, you know, love karma in that arena, but there can be some indecisiveness and sometimes leads to problems. If the person you're involved with, it just kind of gives a little warning here with diamond women are often karmic and difficult as, you know, those, if you get involved with that kind of woman, it reminds you of your indecision and some, you know, capriciousness in there. You're very smart people. You can apply your mental power and creative energy to the area of love. It can get you in trouble when you try too hard to make things turn out as you want to because love cannot be planned and manipulated the same way we plan out our daily schedule. And there's the need to learn to feel things instead of thinking them matters love. A lot of times, you know, we get too analytical of things and too, you know, too much into that. You've got a Three of Spades as your planetary ruler. It gives you a lot of creative energy, but it can also, so, you know, it can result in you becoming maybe an artist of some kind in that kind of field. But no, it's also cool. Okay. It's one of the cards that only attains success through hard work. Without it, your creativity will be wasted on stress, indecision, uncertainty, worry. Because the threes indicate, you know, the threes and fives come with some of those odd numbers in the deck. It's like they have a really good side and they have a really bad side. It's like, you know, you've got all this creative energy, and if you focus and channel it and keep it on the positive and the up, like, you know, I don't know if you've watched The Secret, there we go, by Rhonda Byrne.
Oh, yeah, yes, I have.
Cool, okay. So you know about, you know, turning your mental powers, and it's like, you know, turning your thoughts and focus on what you want, not what you don't want. And that kind of keeps that stress and that worry at bay. It's like if you find yourself stressing or worrying, it's like redirect those thoughts and say, you know, nope, I'm going to let that go. I'm going to take the big, you know, eraser on the blackboard of life and just erase that. Inexplainable health concerns might dominate your attention from time to time, especially if you're very work-oriented. Your work brings you peace, but don't ignore your health in the process. You've got the capacity to work two jobs at the same time and do very well. You've also got a really strong romantic streak in needs. If your romantic needs are not met in your current relationship, you might be tempted to take it elsewhere or vice versa, you know, type of stuff. So it's like, that's kind of your basics. That's your basic, too. Is there anything in particular you kind of wanted to know about?
Yeah, I think you've covered pretty much everything that I was looking for. I think you basically touched on everything, and I felt it was great. Thank you.
All righty. Well, thank you for calling in. I really appreciate it.
We appreciate it.
Thank
we
you very much, Deborah.
Go ahead.
Do it again and watch in with us. If you get a chance, obviously we're going to try to be on pretty much every day. Let us know too with some of these things that you've heard and the ideas of it. I did a little bit of a general there with you, but I always welcome everyone to call in with us. You can always find us on either the radios, or you can find us at our site. And please let us know. You're welcome to do it. I look forward to if you ever get a chance to look on there and check. I do a lot of entrepreneur tour, obviously, with this, but like healthy coffee we were talking about earlier, or any of that. Contact us, and we'd be really glad to have anyone who does that in this day and age is where the top producers are. So, Eric, I have a feeling you're going to become one of our family and friends, so check that.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
No problem. We're going to go ahead and I'll mute you, but you can still listen to the show. And if you don't mind, I may bleep you back and forth. We do that once in a while with some of the guests. You can give your opinion on some of the people who are calling in.
Okay.
Thank you, and we're going to go ahead and have, now we've got me, Kelly, and we've got Eric, and we're going to go ahead, and he can hear the show, but he's on with it. I'm going to go ahead and go here with the person. I just lost one of you. I guess I scared them by saying that we were going to do that. We never heard anyone. We just have you come on, and that was funny. I didn't mean to get you, but I know who we've got on here next is coming up, and how are you doing, Miss Tristan, that's in the room being honorary with Sandra?
You're too funny. How are you?
I'm good. It's good to hear you. It's like you're on here live with us on Psyche's Gone Wild. Thank you for calling back. Yesterday we had a lot of technical difficulty, and I did find out that my headset needed to go to the Salvation Army, so we sent it there. So now I got a new one today, and I thank you because Tristan was the poor person that called in, and she has been speaking with our Kelly here. And Kelly, I'm going to leave you two to talk for just a minute, and I'm going to handle a few of the readings we've got in between.
Sure. Sounds good.
Looks hi, like Kelly.
Refresh me with your birth date here.
9/12/64. Remember we talked about you know who?
Yep.
I wrote in the chat. And I wasn't sure if you were able to see that.
Okay. Yeah. No, I don't have the chat. I'm on the phone here. It's like I don't have the chat room here.
Well, he wrote me back.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that was on my email. Yes, it did.
Could not
believe. Okay, let's see. Now I'm having. My thing is going silly with me here. Let's see. Okay, tell me again. I'm sorry. Birth date 9/12/1964.
1964.
Okay, there we go. 1964. Okay, let's see if we're going to light this on fire. What is it going to do here?
Oh, my God. Let's see if we're going to like it.
Okay. Oh, it's giving me some grief here this morning. It's like I'm having my own technical difficulties. It's like I love my computer, and yet it is really, really antique. Here we go. Okay. Oh, yes. Okay, right. You are the Queen of Clubs. Yes, ma'am. We're not playing with the Queen of Hearts. Playing with the Queen of Clubs. Okay, and your planetary ruler is the Ten of Spades. Okay. And how did that, have you ever heard anything back from the person in question that we were discussing?
Yes.
Really?
Oh yes.
Oh, my. Do I dare ask on the air what occurred there?
It was funny because we know what the person's all about.
Right.
And I was telling Jethro that I got a job.
Oh, good. Excellent.
Yeah, I mean, it just, like, came out of the blue. So I know the universe is answering my questions.
There you go.
Me what
cool.
I want. Anyways, this is on Friday, so... he had left me offline messages, so I wrote back that I got a job and that I will have the money soon. And
right, excellent,
I knew that would lure him in. And sure enough. And
I'm that, sorry.
I know. It's hysterical. Now he's asking me for pictures of my pet. My pet.
Pictures of your pet. Wow. All righty then.
I said, what, you can use them too and say that, look at my poor little babies I need to have money for.
I have to have puppy chow.
I need kibble money.
I need kibble money. Sorry.
I just laugh, so I can't say it over the air, but
right.
I sent a picture, and if Jethro can, like, tell you, it was a man, okay, and I'll just let you take it from there. And I laughed, and he I said, so how did you like the pictures?
Oh, jeez. Oh, I see. Okay, and when he asked for the pet, you sent him a gentleman picture instead. Gotcha. It's my new pet. Oh. I got it.
Now do you see why I kept this other gentleman on here? I had a feeling I was going to get sad by these two women. I have a Scorpio in the back wing, St. Eric, and I want to thank you, Eric, for hanging in here with me because this is why I want friends. What is? Would you feel? I mean, doesn't this sound scary?
Oh, my God, that's hilarious.
You know, and I feel the other energy of what we were saying here, and I do feel that this person that we were looking at with the whole relationship obviously is a little bit on the part here of what we were joking about, of trying to go a little bit too far. And it's obviously when he was writing you these little things, I think there was your point there of looking at what we were going to do. And I know I teased Tristan because I have read for her now a couple months. We become friends through this radio show, and we probably look for each other to tease each other whenever possible. But what is really good about this is if you think of this for a moment, I think that this is where the guys are stepping in. And I think this is a little mission that they're showing you. You know, you are going to be tested and teased until everything does click. You know, Tristan's a very, very good person. She's going to be out working in the world and getting her readings done. She's very gifted and very psychic. And I think this is where the guys tease. They're like, okay, you want to help? And Tristan's like, I am helping. Tristan's like, I am doing it. And they're like, well, we want a little more. So we'll throw this guy in there. We'll hand him your email and say, here we go. Giddy up. And as they start to go, you feel the energy, and then you go, okay, you know, and it's also about the real thing there that I see you coming through this real strong. And this is the thing, I always do caution with the psychic, always have other people read you. I mean, I am read from another person since I've been doing this over close to 30 years, I always have other people read. Those of you who've read my book, Living the Psychic Realm, know that I have three strong teachers. One of the biggest things they taught me real quick is be careful when reading yourself. You know, we have a big joke here. Those of you who took my class on the card readings know that if you look at those card readings, every time you look at spades, everyone flinches. So we have a joke today here. We don't play spades at my house, you know, because if you put those cards out, and that's what I would say there. I would, you know, all of this, and I'd be like, Tristan, pick up the playing deck, use the regular cards, cut them three times, and look at what that says with this person. And then, you know, give me that reading and I'll tell you what's going to happen there because you're in control of it. And I think your guys have a lovely sense of humor. I love Tristan's guys. Me and Tristan have been on other psychic shows and made people really mad at us, and we've done well at it. But we come with ammo. You know, you put it together, you're going to get fireworks. And what's really excellent is through the years of what I've had with people psychically is there's where I say it. And I see a seven and out. But Kelly's reading's a little different, you know, in the card. As a playing card reader, I would say, okay, this is three spades and they're not blood. In the case of this one, you read the spades, it says this is not, this relationship will always be this person trying to utilize. He saw you as a very positive person, he realized you're compassionate, and he grabbed on. You know, we all laugh about the days of, you know, I call it the terrible tea when I was married, and my kids joke, but I went for a couple of years, all spent don't know that I tried that with compassion, and I ended up with a person that did that. I am sorry on the phone. I'm hearing other sounds. I'm going to mute you, Tristan, because I think it's there. So you hear that?
Yeah. Oh, wow,
better.
Yeah. Got rid of that wind. Oh, my goodness.
I muted myself.
Okay,
yeah.
there we go. That's it. And that's what we've got, because that's doing it. And I apologize with the phone because it's really with energy reading. But as we go through with that, I see that. And I see this new relationship with you. I see that there's going to be a different person for you in relationship. And I think that you are honestly you're doing the free will of it, so I'm not going to give you a month because I know what you're doing. You're kind of dancing with it. You know, for all things personally, you got a little bit hurt. Earlier we were talking to another client on the phone, and you're one of the ones who you had a person you really trusted who basically went flip side on you there. You know, I want to laugh. All of us have Cupid. Well, I think Tristan's got Cupid as a joker because all of a sudden it's like, hey, we got the love, and then it goes, ah. It's like, oh, no, it's another one of those scary faces. Wait till they get a look of me now. And I know it's going to be positive, but that's what's coming, and that's what the angels are saying. The reason they're doing this, too, is they want you to get through. You're trying to get work. You're trying to get things, and I think they're trying to make you help others. Until you start doing a couple of hours a day, even to get back help and reading and doing more work with people, I think they're going to do this to you. And you'll have all of us in the psychic world. I mean, there's a large group I have through the years of people I've known since I worked with Billy D. Williams line to, you know, Psychics Are Us and all of them, you know. And what they tell me is the funny thing is that when it comes to the relationship, if we're not helping and we're not going in a one way, they're throwing them in. They're like, here's a broken wing, here's one. You know, I always see them when I can go in a car lot and pull out the one car that's going to blow up in 30 miles or less. I can also go into a relationship, pick out of that crowd. If, you know, the last one chased me with a potato peeler. Now, I'm a nice guy, I hope. But you know what I'm saying? You know, I'm like, oh, my gosh, you know, if you want to take a potato peeler to me, you want to take time to hurt me. So, you know, joking and all things aside, I think this is what it is. And I think in the energy, if I give you fair distance, I want to look at that because I think that's what people are saying. They're telling me that you're going to have two people, two choices of relationship, and they're telling me by the fall, you're going to have to watch again, but you don't have one trying to pick you up and help you. This is a very strong woman, and these guys grab onto these people, and they want to grab her and help her, and they're supposed to go, put me down.
That is so true.
You know, and it's because it was seen with energy. We've never physically met, and I've read for her, and I, you know, through it, but I was, you know, we haven't seen each other through Skype, but I can see the energy of her just going, you know, slapping, go, put me down, and then the angel's going, here we go again. So, there's where I'm going to leave it, and I thank you. I hate to run on us. We've got other ones waiting, and we've got to go. But, Kristen, was there anything you had left to say? I thank you for calling in.
I moved away, so you should be able to hear me okay now. I know you said that someone new is coming, and when we had talked before, you said I would know it would be the right person because they would give as much as I give, and it was going to be around St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, and we're coming here. We should be coming in with this. And I hope this wasn't the one we got there. You know what I'm saying?
No, it can't be.
You know, because we know what that. So I would still say, I say this one's still there. And we're close. Here we are today on the 10th. So we've got a week here. Where is he?
Exactly. Where is he?
Well, say, I was going to say, I've got something here. It's like, it doesn't give a date, but there's you've got an Ace of Hearts as your displacement card in your line for this year, and it just says it may, you know, that precipitates new love affairs. Doubtful the birth of a child, but it's like it marks the beginning of a new way of loving yourself and, you know, bringing in new love. It's like, not sure because that's an overall yearly influence, so it's like I don't do timelines well, but it's like something new is coming in.
That's cool.
I hope if I'm off on the timing, I will be catching it, you guys. Did you hear that? She's giving me a week to don't blow it. I'm like, what is my really good timing? But I do have a 2% inaccuracy. I have a 98% accuracy to the 2 with the testing through the year. So we're going to be watching, and all of us are going to put our hands together and get this person into Tristan in a safe journey, and do not let him pick her up and try to be bossy.
Hey, I have to tell you one more thing. I did a cold reading for someone, and they said I was 97% accurate on everything I read for them.
Cool.
Oh, I bet.
And I didn't even do cards or anything. It just came to me, all the information.
Awesome.
I bet that. I see that doing it. I also see what you really doing some other work that we've got about coming through. And, you know, we talked here, and that's one thing that's going to be happening here, those of you, is we're going to have with ones doing it. And, you know, Tristan, I've got to get with you, and we got to set up a day and have you come on and just read like this. I think this would be something that would be really good. And I'm unofficially but officially inviting you both, because if I get a time with you where we can sit down, you know, my problem is I just moved and I'm reading the next week busy, but I'd like to set up a time with you. You know, we'll get a look together off of this and basically have you come on and do a show.
Okay. I got no problem with that.
Thank you. I think that,
thank
you know,
you.
That's the one thing we got. Good. No, and what we've really been working on, what we've been trying to get, and that's why I thank Tristan once, is this is like our little family. That's why I was teasing you guys earlier in the chat room. You've got our other psychics on there, and they're in there being wild. And Tristan has been a very good friend. I want to thank her personally. It's like all of a sudden something's going, and it's like I couldn't understand what it was. And what we did from everyone is we started talking about the whole site, you know, what was happening. And one thing that really I want to say thank you personally, and it is a Scorpio thing. I think Eric will agree with me on that. Well, Scorpio, is we love loyalty.
Yes.
Yes, Vicky. Yes, and we do. And that's one thing I can say, Tristan. You are probably one of the best new friends that I have made.
No, not yet.
Eric, what do you feel of that? Would you say that with Scorpius? What would you feel if you were to ask you? What would you say about the loyalty?
Thank you, Jethro.
Well,
I think loyalty is very important, especially in relationships.
Yes, thank you, and I love that. And as friends, that's really, it sent me such a good loyalty that I was so impressed. I mean, we met on one of the most wildest nights. I'll share a few minutes of our story here. Those of you who are waiting, bear with me. I'm trying to talk quick. But I love the fact is that we met and on the radio, and I read for her. Tristan was on, and it was one of the nights where I had people hassling me. Now I learned that on this radio I could just flip them off. And they were driving me, Lulu. She came in. I read for her during all of it. She turned around later and become a friend here as we've done through this. And she's, you know, she promoted me. She told me, you know, don't give this up. Because those of you who knew, at that time back in October, I was doing two radio shows, working this and trying to help everybody. And Tristan came in as a friend, and then later we've had other ones, which we don't affiliate anymore with any kind of profanity. And I apologize to any of you guys. We are a mature one, and why we're mature, so you understand, is because of the topic. There's a lot of you who do call in. I will ask you on here, you know, your date of birth. A lot of times what I also have is we really just, if you call and get rude, we're not going to be able to read for you. So I thank you, and you came in during a time of that. We had a lot of that going on. This was my first experience with Blog Talk Radio. And Tristan has made us aware of other people who've done this. And we really are promoting to get a hold of Blog. You can at any time, Blog Talk Radio, get a contact with them. You can also email us at these sites they have here. And, you know, we're happy to turn that over to any of them because really we want that. We want people to have a good experience. And for those of you who do know, I have promoted myself through a lot of years. I will not go on a show or promote myself on a show where someone is verbally abusive or physically hurting anyone else. Those of you who really know me physically and personally, I was and still can say I'm very much a strong advocate of children and against abuse. And so I was very appalled, and I thank Tristan for letting us know when we were talking yesterday, and a couple of the other people have let me know. We are putting those in the right hands of the people of Blog Talk Radio, because anytime someone calls in, you're here to be helped, and our job as professionals is to help you. And my saddest thing, and I get very emotional, people will tease me, Kelly's known me for a lot of years, and my kids and my family, that, you know, one thing happens is I get emotional if I can't help you. But to have someone get and say abusive language or say something about someone's family, as Tristan was talking about yesterday, really bothered me. And professionally, we will take a stand against that. So what we're doing is we're going to help promote that. You can get a hold of Psychics Gone Wild and write us on our chat or write us privately, and you can get any of the people here. One thing about our psychics that are on here, as you guys have seen, the five psychics that have been on here are my best friends. Me, myself, makes the six. But Celeste is a very good friend, newest student to my group, and I worked with her in Sedona, one of my best students in Sedona, Arizona, and very gifted Pisces. Then we go to the next one, and we go down the road, and coming right up into that, we have Spirit Walker, who's been my friend close to just about 18 years, and then you turn around, and I helped him back then, and he went on his way and does real well as working on that. The third one is you turn around and you add Kelly here, who's on the phone and right now talking with, and I've known Kelly pretty much about 20 years, too, and very good person, and we all take pride in what you do. So then we go to the fifth one, and that's Sandra. And Sandra, you know, I've known Sandra way over 20 years. She actually took our first pictures of me and my sons when they were very little and actually still cute at that age. But when we did it that point and went on with it, what was really amazing was as I went through the response, I want to thank Tristan, because when you got in and told us what was going on, we've had the biggest response. From Kelly on the phone yesterday going, I don't know these people, but this isn't right, to I had other people writing me going, get them, take them down, drag them off the radio, push their butt, pinch them down, scream mommy, whatever it takes to make them stop. And I laughed and I said, okay. So that gave me a calling. And then I prayed because I am very Christian and I realized I needed an answer above. You know, maybe we were being unrealistic. But I want to know that I will not accept or tolerate anyone doing it on our show, or will we accept anything with that with other people. We're here to be really good, and if you ever have a beef with me, please get a hold of me, and you're welcome to call my show with a beef with me. But what I really was glad to hear, and what I got really responsive, I've had more clients on here promoting us on the fact that we are a mature show, we are fun, and we do get silly. Yes, I said a few things I shouldn't have said, teasing, because I have a silly mouth and I have a Gemini rising. Sometimes I forget, you know, that what I think is funny, other people go, whoa. So there, you know, there I will get. And I got spanked pretty good in November when we got a little crazy, and me and Aurora Rose and a few of the other ones got real wild. So I will take that. I apologize to 970. I apologize to 308 that you're not being able to stay on. Please stay with us and try. You know, sometimes the computer's doing that, and it's sun flares. So we do it. Tristan, I'm going to welcome you to hang right in here with us if you'd like to stay in with me, Eric, and Kelly. And we're going to
go
right on to 6. Great. Now,
thank
you guys, we're going to get this view, and I thank you. Do not go. You stayed with us, 610. You didn't run when I said we were all waiting for you. You win a prize. How are you today?
Yay.
You made it, 610. This is Psychic's Gone Wild, and this is Psychic Jethro, and you're on the air live. How are you today?
Hello. Yes, can you hear me okay?
Yes, really good.
Okay. I was just wondering if I could get any psychic information or advice about my current marriage situation and life situation.
Sure, no problem. If you don't mind, if you'll give the date of birth, Kelly will give you the reading. She'll look that up on there. She's doing the date of birth. If you'll give her those, and then I'll do your reading on the while we're waiting.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
7/26/61.
That's mine.
7/26/61. Do you need his also?
Okay, you want to do relationship. Alrighty. Yeah. Hang on just a minute. Let me get to a different point in here. Okay. And it's like, and I'm getting a little bit of feedback. It's like I'm having a little bit of static here. If I can much better. Okay, yeah, I'm sorry. Read that to me again.
Mine is 7/26/61.
7, okay, 26 of 1961, all righty. And your partner in crime?
7/25/59.
My pen quote working here. 25 of, okay, 7/25 of 69.
59.
Oh, 59. That would make a big difference. Yes, it would. Okay, 7/29/59.
Can I thank you while she's going through putting those numbers in and doing a little bit of work there to get that with you to see what the destiny cards come up with your destiny? I'm going to, I'm very psychic. This is Psychic Jeff, and I'm going to have you just say your first name for me.
My name is Marie.
Marie, I thank you for calling in, and I'm feeling energy here. I pick up with you that you are a person that you like things done, and you take pride in how you work. I'm picking up there's pride here with you going on. I picked up you're a good person, but you really are. You also work too much. They're telling me that. They're telling you what you're working. I'm getting you. I get you constantly working. Is this you, Marie?
Well, maybe at one time, but not now. But yeah, okay. It can be me. Yes.
Okay, because I agree with you. We've cut back, and I'm sorry, Tristan, I had it mute you because your phone was doing a sound here, so we've got you muted, unfortunately. And I'm going to go ahead with you and. Looking at the energy we've got real good here is I'm going to go ahead and do that with the phones because I'm picking up Marie and I think what we've got in energy, we usually all talk back and do this, but I feel this with you, Marie, that I pick that up. You said one time, that's why I had to ask. Usually I always know, but they're telling me there's some energy going on here. And you've asked about relationship, but I'm reading you a little bit first because I want to really get contact with you. And when you were talking there, unfortunately, the guides are blocking a little bit. They're telling you a real sad thing here. I pick up this relationship you have it went through some kind of turmoil here.
Yes, definitely.
That's what I'm getting. And I get here that your angels are kind of fighting with you a little bit. They're trying to get you to basically handle something here, Marie. There's something here about you've been kind of like there's something you're trying to get handled there. That relationship is not handling it. And it has to do with I feel finances or something. There's something going on here with you, Marie. That's why they talked about the work first. It wasn't that they were saying, you know, you're a workaholic and you need to be pulled away from the desk. What they were saying was, you're a good worker, and your guys are telling me that this is part of, they're not happy with your relationship. And when your guys aren't happy, you may love the person, but there's times you want to just trade them in for a puppy. You know what I'm saying?
I want to trade him in for a puppy?
Something's a trading in here. They're talking about this like there's something here with the relationship. And every time I apologize to you, Maria, I'm going to have you kind of work with me a little bit so my guides get it, because I can't understand what they're showing me. What they're showing me is that there's like a distance between you guys, something happening here.
Okay.
That turmoil. And they said it's like something happened with a trading in or something. That's why we use the joke of puppy.
Oh, yes. Well, not from my end. It's like that's what he wanted to do, but it was a fantasy, and that didn't really work out. For him.
Okay. And here's where this is where the odd energy is, because I feel like your guys are saying, they're telling me that you pretty much, you put a lot of time working with this. That makes sense with the trading in. Okay. And I apologize the way I word it, but that's what they're telling me, because the guys are showing me with you, they're showing me that this love is still in your heart. You still love him.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah. That's cute, Marita. I still do. I want to, but I have to. But it's cute because what it's also saying here, the energy real strong with you, and what it's also bringing into your guide work is telling me that the angels are working with you really strong on developing some new things that you've been looking at. And
okay.
That's why this is doing it. They said that you're going through a little thing with yourself, Marie, that you are really, you know, you said, and that's what used to attract him to you. You are, you're very, I wouldn't say meticulous, but I say you're a worker, you get in, you're very much, you grab onto stuff, you're excited to be around when you're in this moment. It's like, I could feel it through the phone. It's like when you're doing energy, you're like, whoa. And they're telling me that this is part of the other thing that he's missing. And it's sad because you had it, but you kind of set back some. You're not as much.
Yeah. Well, I kind of, you know, put myself on the back burner for 20 years raising the 4 kids.
Oh, now I'm going to spank you.
I'm trying to resurrect myself. It's very difficult to get back to where I was.
And you've got my yeah, and I've been there, you know, and it's what the guys are telling me, the real love for you is also the new strength is you're coming back on it. I see the other energy, not just with the coffee, but I see you doing some other work, and they keep bringing up. I apologize about other things. I've got other people talking to me at the same time, and I'm trying to read for free, so I'm blocking other people that are sending to me on the computer. But as we're going through here, and what they're telling me with you is that what we really are going to happen is you're going to get really, really into the strength of it. You're also really doing a really great thing here that, you know, you said, you're raising 4 children. All of them have been plugged in you and linked into you and should be because you're a good parent. I can feel that. I feel that you really did do the work. I think the really hard, sad thing there is realizing that that's more of attraction than sometimes other than just the work. What I see of the go-getter and I see you coming back is, Marie, they're showing me as this year goes on, you're going to flip in and it's going to be whoa. You know, and it's unfortunate that the old psychological thing is people are in out of love. Being friends is the key. And what I love with you is you've been in love with this man ever since it started. You took this a lot better than other women. I mean, the fact is he's still alive and walking around after this other. I want to go, whoa. Because, you know, infatuation or not, come on here. I mean, you put in the time. And what I get with the guys is that they're telling me that he's coming back. I'm going to turn it over to Kelly and let her do the left side of the brain with destiny. But the angels are telling me with their energy that he has got the energy with you, and he does do this. And the really good part is I see you back. I see you surprising. I mean, it's unfortunate we don't have our friend on here from Victoria's Secrets and a few of them on this show. We never talk to you. Here you go, baby. You know, remember who's still at home, because that's the way, you know, go out looking for sugar, but someone's going to grab the honey if you don't take care of it.
Let's see. Here we go. Okay. What I've got is he was kind of the leader in this relationship. He's a 3 of clubs, and Maria is a 2 of clubs. So it's like they really had, you know, in the past, it's like, you know, they are what's really connected in a moon sign. And it's like they, you know, they got a lot of good connections. And I've been kind of scrounging through here, kind of looking to see where the problem, where the difficulty is coming in. Because a lot of times, I mean, this is really interesting, because people who are, you know, right next to each other in the deck like that, it's like the higher card, if you will, it's like the higher ranked card will be the leader in the relationship. And then, you know, the other, that's the sun card. And then the other person, you know, plays the part as the moon card, which has been Marie. Yeah, and it's like this is, I mean, it's kind of unusual to have somebody, you know, kind of step out like that. That's really, and where she was saying it's like, you know, it's a fantasy. It's like, yeah, I wonder what fantasy he was on. It's like, oh my goodness. It's like, yeah, that was really kind of probably not a good choice on his part. Okay, his first karma card is his Five of Diamonds, which is like there's a restlessness there, and it's like, you know, that's where some of that kind of speaks. His second karma card is his King of Diamonds, so it's like he may have been kind of a, you know, maybe an entrepreneurial, you know, kind of guy, you know, whatever. It's like, you know, kind of some business sense.
Yeah, a lot, definitely.
And for Maurice, it's like her first karma card is the Ace of Spades, and it's like Ace of Spades can be kind of hard. It's like it's kind of a hard path, because you come to, I mean, it's in this deck, it's like it's called the Magi card, and it's like a lot of transitions. Yeah, I know, really, you got a lot of disposal there, you know, but you got a lot of power if you want to get into it. But it's also a really hard one because the Ace traditionally is called, you know, quote, the death card. And it's like you come into this life a lot of times, you know, to complete things and to finish things. And it's like, man, it's like, and some of the times when we're going through completions, you know, they're tough because it's like if it's something that you're not ready, you know, that you've invested in, and it's like, and you're not ready to let go of, you know, you go, how can this be good for me? It's like, you know, but there's, you know, different ways to look at it. You can say, okay, if it's meant to close and not open, it's like, you know, if this door is closing, another door is opening. The other part is it can be like the phoenix rising, you know, where it's like the ashes, it's called, you know, burning in the ashes of your own transformation. And it's like how the phoenix bird, you know, burned up, but it's a new one rose. So it's like there's definitely some transformation and transfiguring going on here. Her second card is karma card is the King of Hearts, and it's like, you know, so she's also got a lot of power, but it's in the emotional realm, which makes a lot of sense because, you know, she's kind of been, you know, the mom raising the kids and that kind of stuff, and that makes, you know, it's like, but you get two kings together, and it's kind of like, okay, who's in charge? There is,
yes,
that going on.
Yes.
And it's like, in this deck too, it's like the Hearts are kind of the, I hate to say the low guy. They're the youngest. They're the youngest people of the deck, you know, in the spiritual and soul sense. And so it's like a lot of their issues, you know, deal with, you know, the emotional stuff. The next up is like the Scholars or the Clubs. And then the Diamonds are kind of like the adults. And then you have the Spades of the old people. But, you know, but both you guys being clubs, it's like, you know, you've really, you know, you both have really good minds. You really have, you know, you can learn whatever you want to learn. With him, okay, I'll start with Marie. With the twos, two people are more solid. It's like, you know, they really like to be in a relationship. It's like, you know, that's, you know, like a pair. It's like, you know, you really want to be in that. Threes, on the flip side, sometimes threes have a little bit more indecision. And it's like being a three or a five, you know, some of the odd number cards is really tougher for them in relationships because they've always kind of got this, you know, interchangeableness. They may not show it on the outside, but there's always this kind of, you know, they're maybe worried, they're maybe stressed, you know, unless they're keeping it on the high side. And it can cause a lot of, not conflict, but it's like conflict for themselves, you know, conflict in themselves and going, you know, I've got really, you know, something really good here. It's like, you know, am I going to keep it or am I going to mess it up? Let's see. His card was actually called the Writer's card. And he's got a lot of spiritual knowledge, but it's like if he doesn't do this right, it's going to turn around and bite him in the behind. So it's like, and then this is maybe what's going on kind of in his internal world. It's like with relationships, it's like those people are basically, they're kind of indecisive. They're afraid to make a commitment. It's like even though he's been into it for a long time, it's like it always kind of is just like that little mouse gnawing in the corner, that little worry. They try to, you know, love different things. They try to experience what love is, you know, what life has to offer. And they have a lot of going back and forth in their choice of relationships. And it's like it may not have manifested until, you know, more recently. But it's like there's always kind of that, you know, fantasy island moment going on. And it's like this, you know, okay, this does talk about this. This strong creative urge can spawn extramarital affairs. And, you know, some of them can be better off being single, but it's like if he's, you know, depends on how much he wants to go, you know, hey, we've really invested a lot of time here. It's like I was really off on a tangent. It's like, and then it, you know, comes down to, do you want to take him back, you know, type of thing. He's going to have some losses in life. He can have love and happiness whenever he wants to make a firm decision and refuse to let, you know, accept less than what he really wants. But it can cause havoc topic for a person, you know, who's the faithful two hanging in there. And they kind of go, okay, that's really kind of, whatever there. The Two of Clubs person is the card of conversation. And it's like, I'll bet Maria is a really easy person to talk to. She, you know, she very much speaks to they, you know, two of clubs person, they don't want to be alone. They really don't. They want to make sure they're admired, you know, surrounded by people who look up to them. They're sociable. You know, she's liking good, you know, conversations. In the relationship, you know, their love relationships are more of a reflection of your state of inner wellness than any other factor. If you've got some inherent fear that you recognize and confront, and, you know, it's like, if you don't confront it, you'll settle for anyone, just not to be alone. And that can be, you know, lead to some codependency and sometimes some undesirable, you know, factors in relationships. So hopefully that's not what's going on.
Well, apparently that's what I did 30 years ago, yeah.
So sorry, golly. Yeah, you know, and yet at the same time it talks about, you know, you're very idealistic and, you know, your idealism, you know, love and romance, it's like, but it can make some very romantic times, but some very painful disappointments when you're, you know, the ideals come in conflict with what they call the rocks of reality. But with awareness, you know, you can make good choices in relationships and separate your own fears from your own self-worth and, you know, get on to a happier life. You know, so it's like, is he making noises like he wants to come back? It's like, are you inclined to take him back? It's like, you know, where are you kind of?
Yes, I would. And he did say that for like one weekend in December, early December, and then it changed for him. I'm not really sure what in his mind changed at the end of that weekend. So it was a complete reversal after one weekend. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's kind of bizarre, and I'm sitting here wondering what the heck's going on with him.
What the heck's going on? But I see you're both Leos. Oh my goodness! Wow. Two kings of the jungles in the house. It's like, because with both those kings, it's like, wow. Okay. There's a whole new twist to that lion pride there too. Oh boy. It's like, yeah, the strong romantic nature. Okay, can sometimes interfere with long-term relationships. The connections you share, oh, golly, I don't know. So you're willing to take him back, and it's like, and he's, yeah, he's going to say, I'm sitting here going, wow. It's like, you know, you're willing to take him back, and he's sitting the fence, or has he disappeared? Are you still dialoguing with him, or, you know, is he just kind of like taking a leap into the blue?
Yeah, I do see him because we have kids, and because he did
right.
a job a few hours away, he stayed in the house a few times within the last week, actually. But, you know, it's like he has to shut his mind and create a whole fantasy world on how bad it was with us just to justify so he doesn't feel guilty about the choice he made. And I keep saying, you know, that was easy for anyone to do that. I know I've felt that when you get those
right.
weird past life relationships show up with a strong feeling. It doesn't really mean you're supposed to have it in this life, but you can be fooled in thinking it will mean
exactly.
that. And I've had it happen 3 times with me in this life, so I could understand. It's like I had training, so I know
right.
when he felt it, what's going on for him, but he, with the guilt thing going on, he just really had to
he may be too guilty
wrong.
To be able to deal with it. Yeah, it's like, well, and, you know, and the flip side too is like Leos have, I mean, I have a Leo child. It's like Leos have a lot of pride. It's like they really, you know, I mean, not just the lion pride, but it's like they have, I've got a son like that, and it's like I call it the Leo arrogance. It's like, you know, when they make a misstep or when they make a mistake, a lot of times it's really hard for a Leo person to go, I messed up. You know, because that would be really humbling. And it's like they are the king of the jungle. And it's like, you know, they're, you know, I couldn't make a mistake. It's like, so they really work hard, you know, like you say, justifying the actions. And it's like, he needs to get past
now,
that.
Now I'm a Leo too, but maybe with the
right.
women always apologizing, maybe it's not the same for a woman as for a man. I don't know.
It's like, you know, it's like the Leo women, it's like you're more about pride in your home. It's like, you know, because that's where, you know, literally your pride is. It's like, okay.
Yeah. I gave my life up for it. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Right. He went out looking for another girl. I was like, oh, slap him.
Well, no, he didn't go out looking, but, you know, I was there when they met, and it was electrifying, and that's, those kind of meetings are. I've had 3 myself, and, so anyway.
Right, yeah, it's like, yeah, it's been on both sides, but it's like the difference was he took action, and you went, no, I'm going to be faithful, because I'm going to be faithful King of the Beast here, you know?
yeah.
And that's, you know, and like I say, again, that's kind of, you know, the basic nature's there, because you have more of that solidarity with it, you know, with your two and really wanting to be in relationship and preserve it. You know, of course, again, you know, the homemaker,
yeah.
And it's like, you know, the mom, you know, is the heart of the home and all that stuff. And it's like, you want to set a good example for your kids, because, you know, it's like, hey, I'm not about to go out, you know, roaming around while I got kids at home. It's like, because I want them to have a good relationship. And it's like, he may have to come back to that at some point and go, you know, it's like, and I don't know if that would be a talking point with him, is just kind of say, you know, what are you modeling for your kids? I mean, yeah, they may be grown, we may have grandkids, whatever, but, you know, is this what you want for your children's life? Is like, you know, to, you know, we have 30 years together and you want to throw it away, and it's like, you know, you want to model this for the kids? It's like, really? It's like, you know, that's a, you know, it's kind of a logic point, but it's like, at the same time, that can, you know, if they want to preserve home and family, which a lot of times they really do, it's like, it can be. But again, his, you know, that three and that indecision is just like, he's really going back and forth like a tennis ball in a match. He really is.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
It's like,
so you're looking here, with Marie, I really feel like we've got with this. I welcome you to please get a hold of us on one of them. You need to have a full reading. I mean, one of the things as we're going through and things we can do in general is that you've got one of those lives. And I thank you for coming on our show with Psychic Done Well. We need to put
thank
a
prayer.
All of us, we're going to hear about you later. I know I'm going to get emails. Please join our site as a follower.
Please let us know. Please call us back and let us know how stuff goes, how it transpires.
Thank you so much. Okay.
And we're going to, no, you're fine. And we want to thank you. And I'm going to go ahead here and give just a little bit of a break for a few minutes. We've got with other ones. I'm asking all of you who have put in to please get a hold of us at psychicjethro@aol.com. Please do the emails. Marie, I was saying to her to please, you know, become a follower on with our Psychics Gone Wild. One of the great things we've got right now is that you get a psychic pretty much every day on with it. There's a couple days that we are looking and we're filling in those spots. So please, you know, do the contact. Those of you who were asking on here earlier, and one of the really good things that we've had is we have got everybody pretty much listening still in here, and we're kind of going through with everyone that's been doing this. One of the really good things that we are looking at and doing is psychic chat. Those of you who do Facebook, please get through with us. You know, we do Twitter on here. We know we don't have our own site on there, so we do with Facebook right now. And Psychics Gone Wild has added in a fact that there's over 270 people in Psychic Chat. So any time of the day you have questions, we always promote in there. We have a lot of variety, and that's what we're looking for. We're looking to get on here. We have, as I was saying, we're going to be putting a person on here that's going to be doing dream analogy. We're also looking at adding some of those new things. And one of the great things that we've got right now on Psychics Gone Wild is we've got a really excellent group of people that are doing email readings. And this is something I'm going to touch on a little bit and do a little bit of emails. And you're going to hear me ask a few of the ones we've got questions on. And one of them is, which is better, an email reading or a phone? Well, there's a good question. You know, depending on their psychic. If you are clairaudient, and if you are basically, I can't even talk today, if you are basically auditory and you're able to do it with that, then you're able to do the energy of hearing with it. Some psychics, as you will see through the years that we've got on here, a lot of times do the phone because of the resonation through the phone. I'm one of the original psychics back from the old school, but this used to be not a hard thing to get. You would be psychically asked on a psychic line and go through many different types of readings. The email readings is for someone who does look at pictures and reads it. I really do promote two of our readers, and that's celestialreadings@yahoo.com. She's very gifted at this. I also promote yosammy@gmail.com. Earlier I said the wrong website. So yosammy@gmail.com is also very gifted in this area. And you send a picture to them and they do it. I also do it. And one thing, when I do pictures of email, I do a lot of looking at the aura, because the energy in the aura of a person pretty much stays this way for quite a few months. If you look at your palm reading, in 28 days the lines change. So looking at every kind of tool, there's a little thought. Okay, when you go to pick up a psychic reader, you're in a metaphysical store, it's easy. When I worked at Crystal Castle, you could go in and say, they could pretty much look at different ones and say, this person I resonate. Same thing if you're going into a metaphysical fair. When you're looking for this, and one of our really promotions we do on the psychic is we promote you guys to make sure you've got a psychic that's good for you. Not every psychic resonates with everyone. You know, I pride myself and know that, you know, there's people I talk to fast on a phone. And yet there's other people I talk to slow. So get somebody who's like Goldilocks and just right for you. Get that happy, fun one. Get the really good thing that you're sitting there on there and you're going. We have some really good publicity, and we thank her. We're on the line here, and we've got a few questions right now for Kelly, who does Thursday. She's done real well. We had some really positive emails here, and I want to thank Kelly. Gave some readings and did a very positive thing here. She's had a death in her family, came on and did readings on psychic, and the lady wanted to let her know that she was right on, spot on, and she's looking forward to having a little chat time with Kelly every Thursday. She said, "You remember me because I was the same as your mother's birthday."
Okay.
Okay, and we've got one on here that is basically saying, asking again if Sandra is single. None of your business, and we know it. Stay out of it. No, I'm kidding. Yes. I will let Sandra answer that tomorrow. Tune in Sunday, and you'll get to find out how single Sandra is. That's up to her to answer, but I just had to tease you about none of your business. Here this person's been writing quite a bit. You can always get through the www.jethrosmith.net. I do like that. Yes, Living in the Psychic Realm is doing well. I thank you. I do readings for Nova Scotia, and Psychic Jethro will do a Skype one with you because we all know how the international calls are. And yes, it does. It doesn't bother me anymore to call me Jethro, Jethro. Just don't call me late for dinner because that's my favorite hobby. It's my fridge. It's in it. The lights are on or Jethro's not happy. That is true about me. I did take that part of the name, and any of you who see me know that if I'm not eating, I'm cooking something that I can't eat. So what we want to say and go into this a little bit is, yes, is it always like that? Is Jethro always like this? Or are you pretending? Kelly, what would you say? You know me pretty well. Am I pretty much how I am on the radio, or am I pretending?
You are who you are all the time. I have never seen you anybody anywhere else. It's like you are like this, like 24/7.
Okay, she said that. She was a friend. No, I'm kidding. She's a friend.
Oh,
she's right. It is true. And she's right. And the really good thing that we're doing here and what we're promoting is those of you who really want to do this, we're here to have fun. You know, and I laughed. You know, you're going to bring a problem in. But what I'm trying to do is I'm here to help. This is another thing I want to bring up real quick, and it's something I really promoted on there. We are doing psychic classes, those of you who are interested. I do a psychic class through the Internet. I send you the homework. We get together at a specific time of the day in the week. It runs 8 weeks long. If something happens, and, you know, I love this. If a dog ate your homework and it's on the computer, get rid of that dog. That dog is a big dog. That's a scary dog. That's not a dog that's become a horse. There's a point there when it rides the saddle or it calls out on your phone. It's not a child anymore. It's an adult. Same case with this here. If this dog ate your homework, no, I'm kidding. If you get in there and you got this homework and I give it to you and something does come up, it doesn't have to be the 8 weeks. We will be going through that. We are doing a newsletter for any of you who are interested. Send to me at psychicjethro@aol.com. We'll put you in the email. We are right now looking at being published here at the end of the month. So March will be your first newsletter. And we do, you know, if you send us an email, I'd like to have it. You'll know what's going on. You'll know what the little items, because each one of us is going to have our own little site there. So you'll be able to hear, you know, I'm going to be doing a lot of meditational work. We're doing angel work. I have been offered Lady Palmer's coming on. She's already promoted. She's right now listening to all of us and deciding which one of the psychics she wants to talk with. And we all tease her because, you know, she needs to come on with all of us so she gets to taste all the varieties of the craziness. And what we really are hoping to get here is we've got some other ones doing. Those who are used to the site, we promote that. Please do that. You know, my sites are very affordable with it. Psychic protection, there's another one. There's a class that we specifically do. I have had a lot of experience in that, do real well with that. We want psychic defense. You know, those of you who want to do that, that is one of the classes that's included in your first psychic. We called it Basic Psychics 101, and we joked about it. Now it's become a psychic, you know, 8 weeks class to enhance your psychic abilities.
Cool.
Get a hold of me. Check with me. If you've got something you just want to write, you know, I'm going to do a few of those emails because you guys have had to wait with me, and I apologize to you. Please keep hanging. 610, you will be the next caller up. 267 following that. You guys have waited. I apologize. 234, and I apologize to 970, you did get kicked off again. I think the computer's just being ornery, and I know that 970 is also a Colorado number. Hang in here, because I'm hanging here for you. And what I want to tell you is that I love the fact you can catch me at 928-284-0437. If you do have a quick one, I will do that. Unfortunately, because of this career, I can't just give all three readings because the bill collectors come in and they pull my lights and then my telephone, and then I cry, and it's not pretty when I cry. So we're going to have you guys do a little bit, but, you know, we're doing this here to help. We want to thank you guys, and what I love about this, and I want to promote with each and every one of you, is we used to do this, and it's something I want to bring back. If you get up in the day and you're having that little time and you're doing your meditation or you're getting up and you just open your little eyes and saying, you know, is it time for the sun to get me up? And you feel that first feeling of the day. That feeling is usually when you're first waking up, your most strongest psychic energy, your better energy, which I teach you. You know, with me, my first thought is, where's that cake? And I'm up on it. But with your case, and what I want to tell you is that what I want to see and I want you to do is I want you to think of that person and notice as you're getting up who really comes to your mind. I had a very touching story, and I'm going to share this because of the email. One of my very good clients and very good people, you know, professionally, I don't say the name because that's, you know, this is, you know, we do confidential and we take pride of being professional. This client, and I'm going to nickname fondly, my little person hid in New Mexico, knows that every day for 3 years, this person had this person in thought, and did not. She called in, we talked, and she said, I could say this. She called into my show. We basically had that. She got a hold of us, and I let her know real quick to get a hold of this person, you know, find this person. And sadly, you know, she went through, and everyone told her that this person had stopped thinking of her. This person was all in her thoughts. She called back my show, and I said, you know, I wrote her professionally behind this, and I said, you know, we talked on the radio. When you call on the radio, you get a mini reading. I personally wrote her behind because she did get on the site and became one of the friends. That's why I can coach you guys. Some of you have been calling in today. There's stuff that really we all pretty are open and blunt on this radio show, and if you call it, be ready. But we don't always give it all 100% to you because it's not fair to you, and it's not fair over it. And I understand, you know, sometimes financial is tight. The reason I say this is so that you get a hold of us because this is a good example. I got a feeling that she needed to get a hold of this person real soon. I had said that, but I didn't word it right. Now, as we go into the really professional thing, she wrote me here recently, and she's going to be on LinkedIn. If you guys look on my site, she is one of my people that promoted me, and she's on the road now that they're happily married. This person's head was going through a hard time for 2.5 years. They were in a bad relationship, thinking of them constantly. So every day they would wake up and think and feel of them. And she's calling my shows, other shows, and all saying, get a hold of him. Well, long story short, the relationship was not done. It was over. He was waiting to get the divorce. He was waiting for that one sign. And he kept every day praying that she would call him. So he went another almost good 2.5 years with this person, terrible relationship. Well, when she did get a hold of him, and she did hear when she got a hold of me on mixtalk.com, long story short, they've been married now, and now they're going on a couple months here. It is that quick. Everything happened. Her life is so much better. She wrote me a thank you, and I wanted to tell you guys this is where, you know, we helped. If you're getting that buzzed, feel-good feeling, you've got the right psychic. If you're getting that feeling that they yelled at me, they said something that offended me, hang up quickly. Please tell them to go to the na-na place. That's what, you know, psychic Jethro said to tell them. That na-na place means no-no, and that's what's going to happen because there is no consolidating for other ones. I have numerous ones here that we are sending that. I am not affiliated with any other show than Living in the Psychic Realm and Psychic's Gone Wild. I have been a guest on other people's shows by ask. I do affiliate myself with places that are doing this, that are promoting. I want to thank each and every one of you, those of you who have read the book, and thank you for that. Yes, there was a real teacher, and actually one of the best things is we went through Lake Charles, Louisiana, and those of you who read the book knows that's actually, I will tell you, my second teacher, Abby, where she came from. You know, were we there real very long? No, because there was alligators and things there that said they were hungry. So we went through it real quick. I don't want to be hungry. I don't want to meet friends that are hungry, especially with four legs. But going on with the energy, there is one of the coolest things is that we did get to stop in there. Those of you who have really asked, there will be a sequel? Yes, there's going to be a sequel. And any of you who know me know that that third teacher is there. He has been on Living in the Psychic Realm. He has been promoted on and promoted with some other things he's got. He is retired, and we'll tell you that, as we told you on the air, that show is still being played live, and we have a lot of people who have commented through the years. That's pretty much, you know, my third teacher, and that part of the books will be out later. What we're also looking at, and I'm trying to get across to different ones, is as you guys are asking about different things, I want you to remember the fact that those of you who knew me 5 years ago, I was trying to put the book out. It happens when you have help. There's why I want to thank Mike Kay and other people who make this possible. Those who've really done the real work and put out there. Speaking of is Kelly. Are you still on?
Oh, yes. Just been listening.
When is that book of yours going to get out?
What's that?
When's that book of yours you're going to write get out?
It's all in my mind. It's like I just need to get it down somewhere and get it printed out. Yes, I know.
A good manifestation and a real positive work that we did here, and a good friend taught me on the radio blog on the mixtalk.com, is the radio owner basically asked me, when's the time? Give me a date. Give me a time. We're right now in March of 2012. When do you see that book out?
Oh, boy. All things going well. It's like at the rate I'm working on it, probably a year. It's probably a year out.
Okay. So we're going to give her that. We're going to say that, and we're going to look at March 2013. Now, because we've said it over the radio, we're going to do the math of the Magic Angels. We're going to bring in the other work. We're going to bring in the work of Here We Go. So they divide it by two, because if you think about 6 months, you've already got the thing there. You've got the idea, so it's already done. The brainstorming's done. The basic format's done, and you've got it. So you're going to say, in 6 months, we're going to be looking for a book from you that's done, and give me the title of that name.
Okay.
The book title of your book title?
Oh, title. You know, my trouble is like I have several of them. It's like I've actually got a series that I had written on a computer that crashed on me, so I'm trying to recover the remains. But it was a series of children's books, and it was kind of dealing with, it was called The Littlest Angel. It was a Littlest Angel series. And it's like where I hit my problem with it was trying to get it printed out and illustrated. And it's like one of my older children belovedly went in and deleted a bunch of my execute, you know, programs, because for some reason he got in his head that if the program had an X in it, it meant it was X-rated. So it's like he made it. I need to take the computer in itself to somebody who really knows computers and see if we can extract the files.
Oh.
But there's a whole series of kids' books up there, and it's like I was really struggling with the artwork with it, because it's like with each of these things, it's like I had, you know, I could see really graphically. It's like I'm not that great of an artist. I do, you know, like kind of stick figure things. And I'm like, yeah, it's like, no, I have this whole, you know, panorama that, you know, would make a great photograph, and it's like, and I can't get it on the page. So I'm like, okay. And then there's another one. It's like I had a very interesting experience when I was 10 years old, and it's like I'm still in process of working that out. It's like right now it's a really, really short story. It's like kind of going, yeah, it's like it would almost make like a magazine article. So I'm like, well, I need to work on, you know, filling in details with that one. But it's kind of in rough draft form.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So I'm going to, and now what they were just talking about with the guys, and this is why I'm reading for you a little bit, and I thank all of you guys who've done this. Please, you know, stay with us. We're all going here, and I know it's a little different, but I'm doing a little math from, I'm going to put her on the spot a little bit, a lot.
thank you.
The reason I'm getting here, and it's like, and I'm feeling this with you, and I feel what's happening, is the guys are telling me that we're going to focus this in. You're going to say this, and we're going to verbally do this with the angels, but okay, the first one is, okay, you've got that with the story that there. Okay, you grab onto that little grab onto that little prince, and you take the energy and you put in the stuff you've got, you sit down, you go back over it, you're going to redo it, because then you're going to rechange it and write it in right now. So each day you give him a little bit of hours. And they're telling me that you're going to give him a little bit of hours that's going to give you back, you're bringing him back to life. What do you first remember? Just sit down and write a little about. Type it out. Jot it out. You know?
Right.
You're jotting
it
out, and you're jotting out for that boss that doesn't care about your shorthand. He doesn't mind if you spell a little bit. He doesn't care. Because really it's your guys and it's your right side of your brain working and the psychological part. And also
right.
The psychics are telling me that the angels tell me with you that they want to get this out. They said there's a real positive part of this, because you get this going, you get it out again, you start putting it on there, you're gonna find things that the first one that you weren't real crazy of. So
cool.
You do this and get it, you know.
Yeah. Awesome. All right. I'll be working on it then.
Okay, and that's what they're telling me. And I'll tell you the reason what they're doing with it and why they're really also going with you real strong here is that we're going into the energy and we've got things happening here. The guys are telling me that you've got some other things happening for you that really this is part of it. So you got, okay, a chapter in, you got it going. They also show me that this is the time. I mean, I could name 7 different publishers. that
wow.
got a hold of me when I got mine ready. I look at it and I went through and I you know, narrowed it down to where we can, you know, the one I ended up with. Everyone
right.
knows if you want, you know, for me, Balboa was the one. And BalboaPress.com has a bookstore. You can find my book. What I really loved when I got with this.
And,
really
and I did. I got your book and I read that. That was very, it's very well written. It's like, yeah, you guys did really well with that.
Thank you. That makes me feel, and you know, and through the years of knowing you, you know that I also have gotten other ones working with and other friends. And that leads me to some of the emails that we've had. Where and how do I get this going? And what you do is you basically do just what we were talking there. You have two friends, you get together. The person wrote me this one. She's had a little bit of problems with, like, as Kelly was talking about different things. Unfortunately, I didn't need to put Kelly on the spot, but Kelly's a very blunt, honest person. And
I'm an Aquarius. I can handle it. It's fine.
She can handle it. She's a big girl now. So what we've got going on, and we've had handles here, is we put these things down to do that. And there's where it is. When it comes down, you just slap it out there on the table like this. Where's the problem? Well, you know, in my case, I joked about the dog eating my homework. He couldn't because it wasn't my computer, and I would keep him, like I told you, if he was that big. But what we got and what I had was I had a lot of, like, these little things we were talking. So I narrowed it down. I said, okay, what does everybody always ask me about psychic? How did you
Right, you frequently asked questions.
My frequent ones were, and one of them really was because I was taught by three teachers. And now I will speak fondly of a person who's passed on the other side, but my Purple Angel, a friend of mine who was at the Tax Convention in Colorado, as those of you have heard of it, who's passed away, unfortunately, now, and on
yeah.
the other side, we would sit and eat Sundays together at her house. And after the readings, I'd have 8 to 10 readings back in the day, and I was the psychic on wheels, was my joke. I'd come rolling into a town, and I'd read until I fell over and said, food, and they would take me to food.
Kind of like my coffee on wheels.
Exactly. And there's where the energy did. And she got me really on a good positive thing. She gave me another piece of my puzzle getting the book. She goes, you know, everybody keeps asking these stories. Instead of saying them, you should write them down. So
right.
the stories that came into the book, and those of you who read Fright Night, you know, that was a story that I told many times in Longmont, Colorado. I would sit down and tell it to my kids when they were little. And we would joke, my two boys, one was very proud of what I did for this living. And he stood up at school and actually told us at the school in Laramie what his father did for a living. The other one probably ran for this and was like, please don't say this to anybody who knows me. You know, because look enough like me, I can't pretend I'm not related to you. So we would joke about it. And I would tell them these stories in hopes of them realizing that it was a very good career. And it's obviously, as you can tell, something I love fondly. So those are the kind of things you put in. And you learn to, like Kelly was talking about her print story, you learn to put them together and you piece them out. I found that a really good thing is, that, as you guys saw, I had a co-author. There's also how I did it. And I went through and found out, I don't know who's doing the Morse code with the scary bug number, but you're scared. Stop. So whoever's doing that,
right.
That's creepy. That's where the typewriter gets things. So as you're going through it, and we're going through the things, and what we're doing is those things were what helped me put it together. And one thing, as we were just saying there, is I want you guys to always know, get a hold of each other for co-support. You know, she was at that time, and one of my saddest things was as she was, you know, going, and she always told me, she goes, I'm going to be one of the first ones to buy your book.
Wow.
And we would always feel good. And I felt the energy. I knew the day that she did with the gift. All of a sudden, it was like she gave me a buzz. And she's like, your book's promoted. I hit the floor. I'm like, yay. I get on the phone. We got a hold of them. They're like, your book is published.
How
and
cool.
They were like, you know, they publish many, many books. They're like, please lie back down because you're scaring us. It's early in the morning. And I'm like, you know, I'm hyper. And I'm like, tell me now. You know, let me see it. Let me touch it. Let me know it. Let me feel it. And they're like, okay, this guy is his first one. We'll be polite and promptly call the you know, stop. But they were nice like that. It made me laugh so bad because for the whole day I felt the energy. And there's
wow.
where you guys get the achievement. One thing I'm really promoting and asking each and every one of you to do is please blog and save your blog. One of the things that you guys heard with my teachers, one of the things is I probably have learned more and probably forgot more through the years of it by having three teachers. I mean, I can read you the domino. I can read you the dice. I can read you the teacups. I can read your fortune. I can read your aura. I can play
so you. I was going to say, and you've got another book there. It's like, so you need to write all those down and it's like and make that as part of your core. I'm serious. It's like, you know, that's I've been bugging you about that for years. It's like, those are the things you need to do for your teaching stuff.
And this is exactly what she got, and she's right. And here I've got those in. You guys, I will be doing one that I've got, the one that you guys are getting with the class, I've got that out. And what we laughed is like 4 months ago, I was sneaking it out to my friends in South Carolina, which I'll joke about because I am from Wyoming, but I have some really good clients and I love the South. As you guys have found out, I'm in Florida. And what I found out was I tested this on my clients, and they teased me. They're like, you're a very good speaker, but you're a scary speller. We don't know what these books are, and nobody else does. You have to be psychic to read Jethro's writing, which Sandra will tease you and tell you very true. Psychic chat, there's times she's like, I don't know what you put on there, but take the chili off the key because it's really weird. And I look over and have it. So those of you who've done this, and, you know, we go through and we look at those little psychic chats, and you see on there, you know, some stuff we've had on. And, you know, one of the great things is that's why I'm talking about you guys. And like she said, those will be upcoming books from me. One of the really good things that we've also seen and what I'm looking at is we are doing some hiring. I'm promoting everyone through the Psychic Chat group. Please get into Psychic Chat because we're looking, they're looking, and what we're doing is we're trying to get people who have the gift to get a hold of us, do a reading, and help us with a couple of these days so we can get people on here that really want to do the positive psychic. We don't do profanity. We don't do screaming at you. And we don't do abusive talk.
Anything,
but we do right. Do want to. And I will get on people. You've heard me today threaten to spank in a couple of people. Some people are grounded. Sandra Green is always grounded. No matter what, she needs to be grounded. But those people, like other than the rest of you, I'm pretty nice. And what we look at and what we do as friends and we go on here is we seriously are trying to help. And what I want to make sure and get across today is I really have emphasized with the new clients and the new people is please make sure and get with them. While we're on today, I'm going to go back, and this is something that I had a little question on email. Kelly, we had asked, if they told me that they were really curious about, you had talked about the healthy coffee, but you also said that there was tea. Is there healthy
right.
tea that they could drink?
Yeah, there's a whole, you know, and I'm just going to, you're kind of muffled. It's like it may be your headset. It's like you're coming across just a little muffled. Yeah, it's a product line. It's an international healthy beverage company, and it's got an herb in it that's been in use for, you know, 4,000 or 5,000 years, depending on which source you go with. And it's really amazing. They have the black coffee. They have a latte, which has a cream of sugar in it. They have a mocha. They have a green tea in the bags. And they also just came out with a green and a red tea as instant. And then because there was so much clamor for brewed coffee, they came out with Jamaican blue coffee that is a brewed one. It's got the spores in it. There's also hot chocolate for children. And then if people don't drink any of the above, they have the herb just flat out in capsules. They've also, one of their new lines they came out with, they have some toothpaste now, and they have some body lotion because it helps with, like, skin conditions. And it's like one gentleman, you know, it saved his teeth when he started brushing with the toothpaste. And it's like for myself, I had a cataract I had an acanthemy of a parasite, corneal ulcer, all kinds of stuff going on with my right eye. And this stuff in 90 days, my experience with it was, I was not a coffee drinker before I got into this company because I hated the taste of it. And it's like, this stuff actually tastes good. It's a, you know, it's a gourmet coffee, but with the herb in it, it tastes wonderful. And it took 90 days, and it's like all that, my pupil was totally white. My older kids told me I look really freaky. It's like I wish I'd have taken a picture of it because it really did look bizarre. 90 days, and it's like I have my eyesight back. And this was after a corneal doctor had informed me that it's like the only way I was going to get my eyesight back was a corneal transplant, which I could pay him $50 a month for the rest of my life because I didn't have insurance. So I was like, no, I don't really want to do that. But it has a lot of side effects, shall we say, in the healthy way, because what we're allowed to say in this country is it detoxifies your blood, it oxygenates your blood, it restores your pH balance. And in other countries, they, you know, international, it's like they just say it cures. It's like, but we cannot use the word cure and diagnose in this country because of FDA rules, et cetera. And it's like, and of course, it wouldn't make drug companies any money. So, you know, God put herbals on this planet for us to use for our good health, and this is one of, I would say, just probably one of the best ones that I've ever seen. I've also been in Melaleuca for 20 years, and it's like we do the tea tree oil. We do, you know, just a lot of little stuff. It's like I kind of got into some, you know, several home-based businesses, and I like them all. But coffee is most recent, and it's like, and it tastes really good, and it's like the guy who founded the company, one of his big things was He said he wanted to bring the treasures of the earth to the people of the earth. His goal and vision was to make sure that people were healthy. And it's like, because if you have health in your life, it's like you can have a much better quality of life. And it's like with our population getting older and the baby boomers, it's like we, you know, people are looking to be healthy and looking to feel good and really enjoy life. And it's like, because if you're sick and you're down, you can't enjoy life. And it has gotten, I will say, I know of people that used to have migraine headaches, people who used to have high cholesterol, people who used to have high blood pressure, people who used to be diabetics, children who used to be on Ritalin, you know, just all these different kind of things. And it's like we haven't heard a lot yet back from, you know, people have asked, you know, Crohn's disease, fibromyalgia. It's like, I know it helps. It's like there's one lady in particular that I'd met, and she had been on it for 18 months, and she had fibromyalgia. She went from not being able to walk to, in about a year and a half, she was walking. And she says, I'm not walking real fast, but she says, I can go now. You know, we go to these, she likes to go visit the National Monument. She's in her 60s. And, you know, she says, we went from having to park, you know, drive up to stuff and be in the handicap, to now I can actually walk like a mile and, you know, back into stuff and see stuff. She says, I'm not breaking any records, you know, but I'm mobile again. And that's really important for them. So that's a lot of really cool stuff.
I have a question here from the chat room today on there. And sure. Triscuit was asking us, Triscuit17, how much is the tea?
How much is the tea? Okay. Now we talk, do you want it retail or wholesale? Because there's an opportunity to get it for wholesale. Retail price for it is $40 a box. It has 25 bags. Each one of those bags, and you do not microwave the stuff because it will kill it. You can put it, one tea bag in 2 quarts of water on the stove, boil it for like 15, 20 minutes, and it will make a really good pot of tea there. So you can get 50 quarts of tea out of, you know, this little box. Now, if you want to talk wholesale, I will talk that off the air, because you can get it a lot cheaper if you sign up. I call it the Sam's Club Coffee Company, because you join as a member, and here you get, you know, you get your membership, you get an online store pre-set up for you that the company maintains for you, and people can go, you know, shop on your store, and that's where you get your products too. And you know, it also is, it's a gourmet, healthy, you know, coffee, tea, et cetera, and it is shipped to your doorstep for wholesale price. So it's like, if you're interested in that one, it's like, that's when you call my 719 number, and it's like, ask me some questions, and I will send you some information.
No problem. So we're getting here, and I put down hold to call, okay, and what we got, what I love here, and as we were going through the energy, is we've got another email here. One of the questions they were asked, did you ever do any singing or acting in Vegas?
Have I ever done any singing or acting? Only when I was in high school, which was a long, long time ago.
I was in
high school chorus. I played the flute and I sang, and it's like, yes, I love to sing, and it's like I played my flute, and it's like all my kids are musical. It's like my older three kids took band trips, because we have kind of a musical gift in the family. It's like they all got to go out, the three older ones all got to go out and march in the Pasadena Rose Bowl Parade with their respective instruments. So it's like, yeah, we had the we didn't have a one-man band. We had a four-piece quartet, but it was kind of fun.
Okay, see, and that's what they're telling me, and it's like, you know, this is pretty much going here pretty good for the other energy with it. It's like, as I look at these things happening, it's like, there you are kind of looking at that energy. It's like they're took down right now. Those of you who are doing it, parts of looking at everything that are happening here, we've also got another question for you right now. Is you, when I talked about the cards coming on here with the Destiny card, would you be interested in doing an exchange on the radio show?
Certainly. I would absolutely do that.
Okay, so you know, there you guys have it. What we've got happening here, I'm going to do a little bit more. I welcome Kelly to stay on. We're looking at the last of the things. I apologize to you on the phones. We kind of went back on it. Any of you who have done, I've cached the phones, and right now we've got a couple of them that when I clicked on, the phone has just clicked off. So what we're doing is the last 10 minutes of the show. I apologize to any of you who do call in. We will do this, but we're going to go ahead and.
We got 610 hanging in there. It's like, is that somebody who's on and waiting? It's like we still got 12 minutes.
I think that was 610. Hello. Yeah, that was the one.
Oh, it was off. Okay, darn. Yeah.
And she went ahead and did earlier. And what we've also got happening also in the other energy here is we're going ahead and looking at the ones we've had. I'm looking here at talking with we've got. And Tristan, I'm going to go ahead and let you go because I've had you on. I apologize to the ones that send this. One of the things we've been really trying to get this show to do, and we're really promoting here, is that we've got different people talking and doing the different ones together. We're not getting what we really kind of had hoped to get with the things of getting us on. And that's, I apologize to you guys, but it's with the technical difficulties, and Blog Talk Radio has been doing that. One thing we're really going to be adding to our site, and this is something that we really are promoting, is we want to be able to have you guys to catch on there and catch us at any time. You can see on there the different pictures of different people each day. Today really is with that, and there's where we have that. I wanted to talk to Eric. Are you there still, Eric?
Yes, I am. I put you on speakerphone.
Oh, did you? Great. Thank you. I apologize if we sound a little different. I think, like I said, my headset's headed to the Salvation Army.
Yeah, it's been going in and out. Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, sometimes there's static, and then sometimes you get real muffled.
Sometimes
but I
clear.
Did follow the show, though. I did follow the show.
No, I thank you very much, and we had talked there. I hope we helped you. I really look forward to thank you for hanging in. We didn't really get a chance to talk to you too much, but I like having people kind of listening there. A lot of them mute, but I just kind of did that with you, and I feel like it's kind of a little good to come in, and I thank you. And was there anything you have, as you kind of got to listen to the whole show, and that's part of why I had to do that, was there anything you'd like to have me and Kelly work on that we could do better for our radio show?
Well, I mean, I thought you did a great job. You one thing I noticed is you didn't have a chat room, though. I guess because you were taking emails, right?
Yeah, we did, and we've got the on there. There's only like 5 people in there. I don't know why, but the one chat room that did come in only seemed to take. But one time we had 8 people over there.
But then sometimes I know on some shows some people have issues with people going crazy in the chat room, and that's sometimes not a good thing.
we've had a couple of them personally pretty much do that to, you know, it's like the things were going in, 2 things unhappening. I've had like that, and I thank you because you're right, Eric, and that's one thing that I'm just going to take a little hiatus from it. That's why I didn't do the show for here and just started back this month, was we would have such people, I mean, they would call in and just get belligerent. And while you're in the chat room there, it's so wild. Now we got 2 of us on, as you saw here, and that way we can handle it. We're also really working on really getting a variety because, you know, we get people doing the same thing over and over. And I think, like you said there, you know, having that chat and getting people in there helps. I've had quite a few people really like the chat, you know. What do you prefer, Eric?
I think the chat room is nice if people behave, but I think you guys handled the show great with the phone calls too. I think you try to get to everybody, and you gave everybody as much time as you could within the limits that you're on.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Eric. I appreciate that. And we are going to the last of it. I've got a little bit of promotions here, and we're going to go ahead and cut it down and do the last one. Tune in tomorrow for Sandra, you know, and it looks like it's going to be me and Sandra on tomorrow. We've got Kelly on Thursday. We're looking at, I think, that, you know, there'll be another day during the week. Kelly's going to look at doing Tuesdays. Am I correct, Kelly?
Possibly Tuesday mornings, yeah.
So we got that. We've got one done with me Monday. We're doing a little bit of variety and shaking it up a little more. I know that Wednesday should be Spirit Walker, and Spirit Messenger is doing Monday. That's what we've got. So these will be coming in, and Celeste will be coming in sometimes through these, and we've got some other people. And I just thank everyone for kind of really looking at trying other experiments. And one thing we're really doing, and I thank Eric tonight, you know, for listening and coming in, I really encourage and approve of everyone always, you know, giving your feedback to us. So if you didn't get a chance to ask, please do write. We do take this seriously. You know, we do like constructive criticism, and what I'm really hoping for promoting to do is we're going to have a fun time whenever you guys call in to Psychic Gone Wild. I do already apologize because I know my sense of humor probably made a lot of you mad. Those of you who have can write in, and if it's appropriate, I will take the chewing, and if it's not, I will thank you. But I do like to be silly and intend to continue to do that. So, Eric, I'm going to, on that note, thank you, and you have a good night. Please contact
me
again.
Sure. One thing I'd like to suggest too, though, is if you do it on the evenings, I mean, today is fine, but, you know, when people are home, you'll probably get more response.
Oh.
You know, not on a weekday like at 2 o'clock Saturday is fine though. But I'm just saying when like people are home.
Right.
Okay. I like that idea. Yes, we'll take that into account. That's a very good idea.
But weekends are good. Any time on the weekend is good.
Cool.
Very cool. Okay, so there, Eric. You, Eric, and we will do that. Thank you, and you have a nice day.
You all, too. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks for calling in.
And what we've got here as we're going through the energies that we've had happening is those of you who also witnessed that we did have little things of it, we've gotten a lot quicker and better. We are working with the things of it. I do realize that as we go into things, the kinds of things that we've had, we're also looking at adding on the last couple minutes here of anything that you guys have. Contact with us, you know that I've done that pretty much. So we're looking at the last time here is I'm going to do finish out some emails to some of you who've been putting in. Some of these are other fans, and I'm going to go ahead with one. It's like from LA, and dating a Pisces on the 3rd, flipped him over, found it.
Wow.
I like that, and that's how I'm going to leave that. And those of you who do know who I'm speaking of or with this email, I would tell you, take that Pisces, put him in a can, and stick him on the sea because he's being chicken of the sea. And if he can't date you and be a Pisces if he's going to do it, he's being a tuna, and he's really doing that. You have more respect than that, and if you don't believe me when I read it, what you said to me, that's not a relationship of someone doing that. There's a difference between being coy and being ornery. This person isn't being either of that. This person's being very mean. And if they want to do that, yes, be honest. Yes, be true. But, you know, it, most of the time when someone's doing that, what you had wrote to me about, they're doing this. If you can accept the fact that they're dating other people, more power the better. But if it is hurting you, as you said, please sit down and do this. You know, and it is sitting down and talking whenever you're having that. And this is a Cancer who wrote me this in L.A. I do feel that you're right about the fact of what should you do. I would sit them down and talk, and then I would set ground rules. There's nothing wrong in relationships when you do this. It hurts my feelings. Also, psychically, I picked up this from looking at your things together. I see this relationship making it if you're able to do the fact of letting this person run full front in front of you. If you don't mind being behind the throne, it's fine. But no, if you do, you're going to have problems with this fish again because this fish has some teeth, and this fish has done some things here that has happened with you before. So there's what I would suggest with that. Going into the next reading, please continue to send me those cute little moon signs. I don't know who you are, but you really make me laugh, and I love them. They make me laugh, and you sent me all the most funniest things. I like the joke about the little tiny fingers. That was funny. Yes, I do like that. Yes, I will. And I will send back to you. You've made a friend here in the United States. You are probably one of my best ones from India and one of my favorite people to write me. I do like the last thing. And yes, you are right. Thank you for the comment about the picture of the blue shirt. It was done in Hawaii. It was Maui, and it was a very good time. Looking also at the other parts we've got, I don't know who keeps writing on psychic chat, the silly ones. Probably me, because I'm the one, Jethro, that does that. It's me who's doing that. I do know who it is. And yes, I do write the silly things. I'm sorry that offends you, because psychic should be serious, but I was trained that you should be like a child inside and look at this like the face of a child. So that's how I do my psychic readings. And for me to be the magical in life, as long as I'm looking at life that way and being silly, you was my best friend. So I'm sorry if it bothers you, but I will still do that. If you go into Psychic's Gone Wild and the new group started there, you will see that, yes, that is more of being handled by Solis. And Solis is pretty more with it. She's a very calm, compassionate person. You see more of the empathetic side of the psychic. So please look in there. Yes, I also got a report here. We'd like to see if Kim Pasquarello will do her readings on the air. When is she going to start doing psychic readings, and why is she not doing it? The reason that she's right now doing this, what we've got is that's an invite, I would say, and I also look forward to that. Kim is one of my students, and I will be calling her and asking her, and I'll find out for that when you listen to me again on Psychic's Gone Wild. That's a good question, you know, because why is she not? You know, she's not shy, so it can't be that. No, I'm teasing her. We know that she should be on here doing it. One of the really good things that we've also got going here and we've been looking at is getting some other friends and people to do the communication that we've had. Please call that person today you thought of, like I said earlier. If you think of someone, we used to have a little fun game, and I want to do it again with you guys. Start thinking of a letter of the alphabet, and then come up with that person that you were thinking of and a letter of the alphabet that describes them in one word in a positive way. Put that on Psychic Chat. And, you know, for mine today would be Sandra Green, and I'm going to put the word breathtaking. You have been a very positive friend. You surprised me through the years. When they called me and talked to me about helping with the spiritually raw, they're cutting this off in 90 seconds, but they called me, they said this about the show. You were the friend that really made me, you breathtakingly took my energy when you said very positive, well, you should be on, and why are they not paying you? Thank you. I love that, and I am going to be one of the people around there. So, you know, those are the positive things we look forward to. Now I'm going to turn around and fish out for the last 45 seconds, and for Kelly, I do the word stability. You have brought that into my life.
Cool.
Being here on the show and doing the positive was a very positive thing. As a friend, you brought stability back in. One of those words we need so much. You're loved and know that. Thank you for being a part of my daily affairs. Going off to doing the last few minutes, thank you for listening to Psyche's Gone Wild. Remember, blessed to yours and blessed to you. We love you too. Come and see us again, your friend at Psyche's Gone Wild. And here we got the other energy going. There it is. There's the other part. So please call in. And next time we talk to you, 773-897-6461. It's how to get a hold of us and have some fun.